In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Oh, yeah,
get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump in your Volkswagen bus, and travel back with us to the 1960s. We have a great show in store for you today.
And it's summertime.
Yeah, finally.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
And Americans are on the road again.
Well, thank you so much for introducing my first song.
I did that for you?
You did.
What a coinky-dink.
It is a song recorded by the American blues rock group Canned Heat in 1967. It was adapted from earlier blues songs and includes mid-1960s psychedelic rock elements.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It became Canned Heat's best-known song, peaking at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And now that's real?
It's all real.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to make it up.
Not this time, no. Here's On the Road Again. That was the psychedelic part.
Okay.
In case you were wondering.
Okay.
Anyway, on March 14th, 1964, Jack Ruby, the Dallas nightclub owner who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who is the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, is found guilty of the murder with malice.
Okay.
Now, is that different than guilty of murder because you like the guy?
No, because of malice.
Malice. This was even worser.
Worser? Yeah. Worser-er?
he was sentenced to die in the electric chair. It was the first courtroom verdict to be televised in U.S. history.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're on vacation, you travel on a lot of winding roads, which leads me to my first song.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. That was written by Paul McCartney, and it became the Beatles' 20th and last number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the U.S. in January 1969, and it was the final single released by the quartet.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Then they argued.
Oh, okay.
Here's The Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to
In 1964, Dr. Luther L. Terry, the Surgeon General, releases a report linking cigarette smoking to lung cancer and other diseases. I'm sure glad we stopped that nasty habit years ago.
Yeah. Remember, you know, they thought that if you have a filter on a cigarette, it was perfectly safe.
Yeah, well, no, not really.
That didn't work out, but anyway.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
I can't believe they had doctors promoting cigarettes. That is wrong on so many levels.
I know.
Especially Camels. They weren't exactly the most mild cigarette in the world.
They said it was.
I guess.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965. The SDS, also known as the Students for a Democratic Society, march on Washington to end the war in Vietnam. It was held on April 17, 1965, and turned out to be the largest peace protest up to that point in American history. It drew between 15,000 and 25,000 college students and others to the nation's capital. Listen to the news announcement.
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War assembled in the nation's capital for a mass protest. For the most part orderly, minor scuffles did occur between the demonstrators and hecklers. A three-hour parade takes the demonstrators across the Potomac on their way to the Pentagon. The crowd, estimated at about 50,000 persons, was a loose confederation of some 150 groups and included adults, students, even children. It is at the Pentagon where the first test of strength comes. Military police contain the crowd, but clashes soon break out. Federal marshals arrest several who attempt to break through the protective line. Reinforcing the marshals, a second wave of MPs with fixed bayonets in scabbards move into position. Some 400 demonstrators are arrested, two soldiers are injured, and tear gas is used.
The SDS called for an unqualified end to the war, a position not all peace groups endorsed at the time. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back, get back.
I bet those marchers crossed a lot of roads.
They probably did.
I bet they did. And that, coincidentally, is the name of a song recorded originally by Robert Johnson in 1936. We're not going to play that
in
one.
In 1936?
Yep.
Where are you starting?
A few years later, 1968 to be exact, it was recorded by Eric Clapton and his band Cream. Now you can listen to some of Eric Clapton's best work on Crossroads.
Down on my knees, down to the crossroads, down on my knees.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Where did it hit on the Billboard Hot 100? You never mentioned that. Do you know?
I do not know.
Oh. Didn't like that song too much.
I will look into it further.
I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt my ears. Just saying.
Just saying.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Disco for Mature Adults, the only disco in town whose disc jockeys also happen to be licensed chiropractors.
They probably shut down the roads for the marchers.
Uh-oh, I think I know what's coming.
You do?
I think so.
Well, I mean, the marchers were marching. They had to shut down the roads for them. So I figured I might as well use this as my lead-in for my next song.
Now, you got to realize, people, these segues don't write themselves. This isn't easy.
And that brings me to my last song of the day by the Beach Boys. The single peaked at number 23 in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1963. It was released on their 1963 album Surfin' USA and on their 1963 album Little Deuce Coupe. Here's Shut Down.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, I feel injected Stingray in a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one, we both accelerate.
In 1966, the television show Batman airs for the first time on ABC during January. The show featured Adam West as the superhero Batman and Burt Ward as his young sidekick Robin. The show was tremendously popular after its debut, but only lasted for 3 seasons.
I love that show.
I did too.
It is so good.
Kick, pow, boom.
Exactly.
I like that.
The jet engine on the Batmobile was smoking as it went down the road.
It does.
I wonder if it was a tobacco road.
This is the segue into your next song. And your last song, correct?
Yes, it is.
It's a coinkydink.
It's a
I'm
good
sure.
guess. The English group, the Nashville Teens, well, that makes no sense. How can it be an English group if the name is the Nashville Teens?
But yeah.
That's what it was. Anyway, they did a garage rock rendering of my last song. It was a bold effort featuring prominent piano, electric guitar, and bass drum parts and a dual lead vocal.
Hmm.
In the U.S., this song became another one-hit wonder of the British invasion. Oh, it came up real high on the charts.
And you didn't give us the chart number.
It was way up there.
Yeah, sure.
Enjoy Tobacco Road.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say